You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
It brings the time to 13 minutes past four, and it's time for us to yet again say good afternoon to Steve Reed. Hello, Steve.
Afternoon, Richard. Afternoon, listeners.
Good to have you here. Steve is here for the Entrepreneur Zone, and he does this each and every second week. And today his topic is, and I quote, the growth mindset, changing the way you think to fulfill your potential. Now, we've touched on this before with Steve, and he's going to elaborate on this a little bit more this afternoon.
Thank you, Richard. And listeners, just to remind you of what I'd love to do for some time in the next couple of months is to take a great book that's of power and influence and then get in a invited guest who talks about that topic. So today's book is called Mindset. As Richard correctly said, it's Dr. Carol Dweck. And just a bit of stuff that it says at the book, business, parenting, school, relationships. The value of this book extends way beyond the world of education. It's just as relevant for business people who want to cultivate talent and for parents who want to raise their kids to thrive on challenge. This is Bill Gates. And Mindset, that's the name of the book, reveals what all great parents, teachers, CEOs, and athletes already know. How a simple idea about the brain can foster learning and nurture the resilience that's the basis of accomplishment in every area. So that's what we're going to do a bit of a dive in today. And in 2 weeks' time, I'll have my guest come in and talk how that growth mindset has influenced her and how it's influenced her life. So today, listeners, I had the privilege of actually hosting a mindset, growth mindset course for about 14, 15 young people at the SOZA Foundation's incubator called the Genesis Incubator. So this is not just stuff that's academic. It's actually highly applicable. And I'd love you to be open to hearing some of the principles. Only going to touch on perhaps the first two that I covered in the course. So the learning objectives in the course was to identify what is this thing called a growth mindset and what are the benefits of it, and then how to develop and cultivate a growth mindset. There are another two, but we won't go into that today. So firstly, what is a growth mindset and what are its benefits? So listeners, maybe you could think about this. I'm going to pose a question and answer it, but maybe you could think about this yourself. Think of a time when you learned something significant and very challenging. Perhaps it was a professional skill, a hobby, or any other challenge in your professional or personal life. It should be something that you maybe thought initially that, you know what, this is huge. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. And then the question would be, how did you feel at the beginning? So let's take the young people that were there today. They're embarking on a journey to start up their own business. That's new territory for them. It's scary. It can be intimidating. And so they're having to learn how to think like an entrepreneur. It's not automatic. Doesn't happen because you call yourself that. It happens because you go through the process. You learn lessons. So they are starting to master the challenge of starting up your own business. So what about you? And then how did you feel at the beginning? I've had the privilege of starting up two incubators and pioneering them. But I can remember when, in both cases, when I came for the interview, I had to do some soul searching. I had to, you know, it wasn't a done deal. There were things that were uncertain. And even once I was appointed in both situations, there was still a lot of uncertainty. There was, would I be up to the challenge? You know, what happens if I don't make it, etc.? And when I think about how I felt at the beginning of that, I felt a little bit of nervousness, a bit of anxiety, but overarching that was an excitement and a sense of, wow, this is amazing. The next question that we asked this morning, we asked the young people, is what steps did you take to tackle the challenge? So, again, coming back to my example, I was opening up a center, and that meant from the very building of the center to the staff, to the processes, etc., everything had to be put in place. And so I did have a plan. I did, you know, I did research. I didn't just wake up every day and show up, but there was a plan. And part of the plan was how I would deal with myself, how I would manage my own fears and excitement. That was very, very helpful. So how did you feel at the beginning of this challenge? What steps did you take to tackle the challenge? And then how did you feel after meeting the challenge or conquering the challenge? Which brings us to this amazing thing called our amazing brain. How we learn throughout our lives. So here's four things that I want to state that are you can find in under neuroplasticity. And neuroplasticity talks about how our brains are not static, but they in a constant form of growth. And we have a place to extend and challenge ourselves. So the first thing that we look when you look at your brain is whenever you learn new things, your brain creates new connections. I'm looking at my laptop, and I'm showing it to Richard, and there's the brain with these little networks, like almost like flashing lights, and it is a neuron pathway. So when you learn something, your brain creates these new connections, and it's like, new way of thinking. The second thing, though, is the more you challenge your brain, the more its cells grow. I remember speaking with Cobus Oosthuizen on Zone Radio, and he pointed out how our silly, amazing brains had 400 billion brain cells. Everybody has that. And to get an idea of what that means, a million seconds is 12 days. Mm. A billion seconds takes us back to about 1956 or so. 400 billion seconds takes us back to something like 2000 BC. That's how many seconds that is. So you get the picture. Listeners, our brains are just amazing. And here's a fact. The more you challenge your brain, the more its cells grow. Yes, you heard right, challenge. The third thing is the brain is like a muscle and its abilities can grow throughout life. So you may not pick this up, but I am 67. I feel like, Richard, I feel like I'm 40, 41, etc. most days. And The lovely thing, the encouraging news for us silverpreneurs is that, you know what? We don't go into decline, or we don't have to go into decline. We can continue to grow. Why? Because our brains are like muscles, and it can grow throughout our lives, even in the silver golden chapter of your lives. That's good news. And then the fourth thing is, and it builds on each other, you can develop abilities even later in life with coaching and practice. And in 2 weeks' time, you'll see how a person took on the challenge of technology, which was largely foreign, and how they navigated that. So, listeners, I want to ask you, I'm first going to read out a whole lot of fixed mindset thoughts. And I want to ask you if you can recognize some of them. All right? So here are some fixed mindset thoughts. Talent is something you're born with. Either you have it or you don't. If I make mistakes, it means I'm a failure. If you're smart, you don't need to try hard. I don't like to be challenged. I don't have the skills. I stick to what I know. And I'm just not good at this, and I never will be. And finally, other people's success mean that I failed. It's no secret that what we're talking about there is the fixed mindset. And then how about this one? Here are a whole lot of growth mindset thoughts. Effort is the path to mastery. Talent is just the starting point. I can learn anything I want to if I put in the time and effort. Now that's true, but there's a comma there. So if, for example, I wanted to learn how to sing to audiences, I could do that. It does not guarantee, though, that I will be the next Pavarotti or whatever, right? It doesn't mean that you, because you're improving, you will be the best in the field. It does mean that just about anything that you put your time and effort into, you can learn. The more effort you make, the better you will be. Mistakes are just steps in the learning process. I can develop the skills. I like to try new things. My wife wants me to try aquasizes, and I'm saying it on air because I'm going to have to commit to that. Challenges are opportunities for me to learn. And finally, other people's success don't threaten me. They inspire me to do better. Now, there was a shift there from the first to the second.
A big shift, yeah.
Yep. So Carol Dweck goes on to say, growth mindset is based on the belief that your basic qualities are things you can cultivate through your efforts, your strategies, and help from others. According to her, people who have a growth mindset believe that a person's basic qualities can be cultivated through effort and with help from others. For example, the teacher believes that the pupil's IQ test score determine their future chances of success in life, no matter how hard they try to improve, displays a fixed mindset. As a result, this teacher is likely to encourage the same way of thinking in their pupils by implying to them that either they're born intelligent or not, and that effort can't change that. But on the other hand, a teacher who thinks that abilities can be developed with practice embraces a growth mindset. As a result, such a teacher is not likely to pigeonhole their students based on their initial scores. Instead, that teacher with a growth mindset will most likely teach their students that they can achieve a lot if they put the right amount of time and effort into it. The implications are enormous. And Richard, I want to finish up with just a contrast in 9 things between, maybe it's 10 things between the fixed mindset and the growth mindset. So listeners, I'm going to first say what it is that we're measuring or looking at. So a person's potential. In the fixed mindset, it is fixed. In the growth mindset, the person's potential is unknown, meaning who knows, okay? Challenges, how does a person with a fixed mindset look at challenges? Well, it's too hard. I give up. Whereas the person with the growth mindset looks and says, "Yeah, this excites me. It motivates me." What about development? Fixed mindset, I stick with what I know. Growth mindset, I push into the unknown. Effort, there's no point to it, says the fixed mindset. Whereas the growth mindset says, man, this effort, it's invaluable. And what about the lessons that we learn from failure? Well, failure for the fixed mindset says, it defines me. Whereas the growth mindset says, it's a temporary setback. Validation, I'm smart. Versus the growth mindset, I work hard. Four more. Feedback. What about feedback? We're always getting feedback, and feedback is the breakfast of champions. And in the fixed mindset, when I get feedback, I go on the defensive. Growth mindset, man, I welcome it. What about my own flaws? You know, we may be taught to, you can't show your own flaws. And in the fixed mindset, I hide them. In the growth mindset, there's something to work on. What about the success of others? I'm intimidated by it. I'm threatened by it. It's my failure. Your success means I'm failing. And growth mindset says, no ways. It motivates me to do better. And finally, motivation in itself, it's all about the outcome, says the fixed mindset. The growth mindset honors the process. It's mainly about the process. And the truth is, ladies and gents, listeners, we're all a mixture of fixed and growth mindsets. People can also have a different mindset in different areas. Like five areas are work, hobbies, relationships, education, and health. Because you have a growth mindset in health or in relationships does not automatically mean you have it in the others. So why does a growth set mindset matter? And here we're going to quickly look at the benefits for the individual. It makes you more resilient. It helps you to see more opportunities. You become a better problem solver. You're more creative. You adapt quicker. You manage stress better. And you enjoy rather than dread challenges. So here's a little test, and I'm going to ask, and I'm going to make a statement, and I think there are five statements, Richard, and the question is it true or is it false? This is true or false about the growth mindset. Number one, it's only about appreciating effort, and it's not true, it's false, because yes, whilst you must do effort, there's also more things there. It's about the process, it's etc. So that's false. It's about always being positive. And that's not so. It's not that, you know, you're this bright, chirpy person that's always seeing the bright side of life. It's not that. It's about, yes, you can be positive, but it's also being, how am I going to grow? So that's a false statement. Third one, it's not the same as being flexible or open-minded. And we spoke a bit about this, and that's true. You know, we sometimes think that, oh, but I'm open-minded, I'm flexible. That's not the growth mindset. The growth mindset you get over time through intention and purpose. Number four, it acknowledges talents or innate abilities, and that's true. It doesn't say talents are not important, but it says you don't have a full stop after that. And how about this one? The growth mindset is a guarantee for success. That's false. Because, you know, because you put in the effort and the time, you will grow. But it doesn't necessarily guarantee that you will win the race, that you will get that job, that you will, you know, do whatever it was. But in the journey, you will have grown immensely. And the final one, it's just about individual effort, your and my effort. And ladies and gentlemen, that's not true. It's false because it does mean that where you're at in your life and where, although individual effort is essential, a growth mindset also entails recognizing the importance of your environment for success. So it's also valuing cooperation with others and learning from them. One of the words that we learned to include deliberately in the narrative that we have with ourselves, and I'm sure listeners won't think I'm strange when I say we do have a dialogue that goes on, but one of the words is yet. I haven't got on top of this technology challenge yet. I haven't been able to figure out how I'm going to smooth this ruffled relationship yet. And when you do that intentionally, it suggests that there's more to learn, there's more to do. Listeners, this book is all about the growth mindset, and it is, I'd like to think it's hugely valuable for young people, for scholars, for those in relationships, for those at work, and for those who are business people. Overall, the growth mindset is an amazing, amazing tool and process that we can grow in.
Absolutely awesome stuff, Steve. And the name of that book again and the author?
So the author is a Dr. Carol Dweck, D-W-E-C-K, and the book is called Mindset. Subtitle, Changing the Way You Think to Fulfill Your Potential.
Which was the topic of our conversation this afternoon. All right, Steve, on that note, I just want to mention to people that if they go along to our Facebook page and scroll about there, you're going to find this, that Steve is offering a course. It's Unlock Your Potential with the Growth Mindset course. Steve Reed, our man here from Entrepreneurship Business Development, he offers a 4-hour growth mindset course designed to help you embrace challenges, build resilience, and unlock new opportunities. Now, the course is not expensive. It's only 400 Rand, but you do need a minimum of 10 people. It includes a participant guide and a certificate of attendance. And then on that post, it also tells you why the growth mindset matters, because you'll have more resilience, more opportunities, better problem solving, more creativity, greater adaptability, a better sales management, and you will enjoy challenges. So if you want to get hold of Steve and sign up for that course, you can get hold of him at stevereed1460@gmail.com, and you can book your slot, or you can go along to his website, which is www.entrepreneurship.com. Entrepreneurship. So it's Entrepreneurship. And you can get, huh?
I was going to just say, I'm not sure that you got the email correct. So it's my name, Steve Reed.
Yeah.
1406.
No. Okay. I've got 1460 in front of me. So 1406.
That's
okay.
Correct. 1406@gmail.com.
Okay.
Can you give my cell? Is that all right?
You can give your cell, sure.
All right. Listeners, if you want to inquire, find out more, et cetera, when we're going to do it, my cell number is 083-378-4482. I'll say it again, 083-378-4482. May you begin the journey of discovering your potential.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve. We'll touch base with you and your guest in 2 weeks' time.
Thank you so much.